And welcome once again to another edition of A Plain Answer here at Redeemer Broadcasting. I'm Dan Elmendorf. On the phone line with us today is Yola Bartosik. Now, did I say that last name correctly, Yola?
Yeah, Yola Bartosik, that's correct.
And Yola is Polish, and this is God's providence today, because I wasn't expecting this interview until a couple weeks ago. Our good friend Jerry Wiss mentioned to me that he was having you, Yola, come to their home there in New Jersey. And ordinarily, you're in Poland, and your husband is a pastor of the Evangelical Reformed Church there in Gdansk, Poland. And yet, I heard that he had a stroke or something. So before we get going too far, how is your husband doing?
Thank God he's doing fine, better than we expected, actually. And he's fit. He right now started to take care more about his health, actually. And he keeps Nordic walking or cycling right now. So he's doing fine. He came back to preaching.
Oh,
and
good.
He does services, right? And he has some problems like neuropathy in his left hand, but it doesn't bother him preaching and doing his job ministry, although it does give him some sleepless nights.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, when did he have a stroke?
He had the stroke on the 6th of April, which is like the 94th birthday. That was Saturday, so that was also a difficult time for our church because he's the only pastor in our church. So, yeah, our elder had to stand to the position and actually prepare everything, the service, the sermon, to take care of after the people in the church.
Yeah. Well, we wanted to ask you a little bit, like I mentioned, in God's providence, here we are. I wasn't expecting this, and it's a real delight and pleasure to talk with you today. Tell us a little bit, if you would please, about the Evangelical Reformed Church in Gdansk, Poland, where your husband ministers, and you as his wife certainly are very busy too, I assume.
Well, yes, that's true. We are both working hard. My husband works as a pastor. I'm just helping him with his ministries as a wife, no position officially.
Trying to do the good job of a wife. The church started in 2005, so it's been a while there in Gdańsk, and we started as a mission church of Wrocław, another church, Reformed Church in Poland. And the services started just with one other family, so that was kind of a challenge, especially for my husband to preach to one family, sometimes to one person even, because I had to go out with my child, the only child at that time, from time to time during the service. So, yeah, that was weird for the beginning. But later on, the ministry, the service, the mission brought its fruit. So the Lord was merciful and is still merciful. So the church is still alive.
That's good. That's good. Now, in Poland, I don't know much about it. You know, maybe you can help us understand, is there a lot of Roman Catholics in Poland?
So I'm not sure if it's good or bad, but there are plenty of people who talk about themselves. They are Catholics because they grew up in a Catholic family.
Many of them go to church, fewer and fewer, I would say, which doesn't help with Christianity, because if they leave Catholic Church, they don't join any church.
Yes.
So in this way, I would say the Catholic culture helps a little bit, you know, to keep the morality of the country somehow. But on the other hand, it stops people from knowing the gospel, loving Jesus, knowing about grace. It has both good and bad sides.
Today we're talking with Yola Bartosik. She is the wife of Pastor Pavel Bartosik in Poland. They started a mission church in 2005, and it's always exciting to me to hear of new churches, a mission work, and God building his kingdom. But it's hard, I would assume. You described already a difficult scenario where only one family was in attendance, and yet you went forward, and God blessed. What are some of the activities of your church and perhaps with other churches in the area? What do you guys do? What do you do there?
Yeah, so we try to work as if everything dependent on our work. Yeah, but we trust Lord as if everything dependent on Him. And so my Pavel got involved in the ministry very strongly. He's very engaged. He started to use all the possible tools that were at his reach at that time, and that was the time of internet becoming more and more popular. So he was very active. He wrote articles, translated Reformed pastors, created the church webpage, started writing a blog post, also organized open lectures on biblical issues, like rented a place somewhere in the city, posted posters everywhere around, gave announcements on the radio, lots of things. He even designed those posters himself, so lots of things. He got also engaged into street evangelism. He gave interviews on the radio, also found a way to speak to students at university during some lectures. So even though we were micro church, like one with one family, as I said, the name of Evangelical Reformed Church became public, and people started to recognize it. I'm not sure how it is right now, but if you search for a Protestant church in Gdańsk, probably Evangelical Reformed Church would come up as the first one.
Yeah. And I believe Jerry was telling me about a project that you guys did there in your town square. It was kind of a technique where your husband would take some boxes and people would then write their questions on a sticky note, put them on the boxes, and then from that, he would then answer these Bible questions for people. And that's a really neat outreach technique.
Yeah.
Your church, I think your church has a lot in common with the one that I go to, because we have statements of faith, and we have what we call a standard. In our case, it's the Westminster Confession of Faith and the larger and shorter catechism.
Mm-hmm.
I believe your church holds to the same, right?
Yeah, right. Exactly the same, as well as the Belgic Confession of Faith, which is right now our Sunday school is about the Belgic Confession of Faith right now. So
yeah,
every Sunday we have it. Every Sunday once a month we have it. On Belgic Confession of Faith.
You know, I appreciate churches that have a confession. because it operates like guardrails almost. You have basics. It's like the basics of the faith, and you state them, and you say, okay, the scripture supports, let's say, the Trinity, or it supports creation, or there's a husband and a wife in a family, other very important doctrines. And, you know, the kids, especially, like our kids, would learn some of the shorter catechism. And now we have grandkids, and sometimes I'll go over the children's catechism with them. So this kind of stays with the kid as he grows, and it helps him to kind of not veer off and become part of a cult without realizing it, because they can be very sly and convincing. And if you have kind of the structure in your head, you say, wait a minute, what am I doing going down this path? It's a crazy path.
It's actually, it's a kind of freedom that is framed. Yeah.
Right.
So thanks to the phone, we get more freedom. Yeah. So yeah. We can feel safer also.
Oh, sure, yeah. Sure. It's kind of enlightening to go over the basics, because you realize, oh, I forgot about that. I needed to go over that again.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Even if, you know, the church, Pavel actually started the church, it's almost 20 years ago, right? So we've been through all this theology at the very beginning, and that was all new for us. But right now, coming back to the Belgian Confession of Faith is like, reminding ourselves, you know, and also teaching it to our children right now, so that they know who they are, what we believe in. Yeah. So, yeah, that's wonderful to be able to learn it, and later on to discuss it and have questions, and then Pastor answers the questions. So this is also very useful, kind of food for souls.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. Are there other churches in Poland similar to yours that are evangelical and reformed in their background?
Yeah, as I mentioned, we became a church first as a mission church of the Wrocław parish, we may say. So we are strongly affiliated with them. We have really good relationship with them, organize common events and take part in their events. They also come to spend time with our people. So we have very strong bond. Also, there is a church in Poznań who is more known for establishing a Psalter, Genevan Psalter. So they created a newer version adapted to Polish language, Polish nowadays music, like current music. So they made the Psalms more popular and available to other churches in Poland so that they can use them and sing during the services.
So You're Polish, right? That's your background?
Well, that's my background. Yes, I come from Poland.
So,
Polish.
I mean, you're the real 100%. You're the real deal. It's not like you're a transplant in there trying to adapt, but you understand the culture. You can relate to the people. You can speak their language. Seems to me that is the most valuable sort of missions on earth. That is where it's at, I think.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I all understand, you know, if I understand it all, but I am one of them.
Now, what about reaching out to others? I understand at one point you hosted a Ukrainian Christian family. They were refugees in Gdansk. Can you tell us just a little bit about that? And we've got maybe, 10 minutes left yet.
Right. Yeah, so February 2022, all Poland was shaken and appalled. And so
plenty of people got involved into some kind of voluntary work for the sake of the civilians especially, but also for the military men in Ukraine. And the refugees were mostly women and children. And one day we just got a phone call from a friend who had already lived in Poland for many years. And she said that there were two families staying in a three-room flat of her son's family near Warsaw. And she asked if we could help.
Oh, yeah.
So my husband talked to me first, then we talked to our children, and then we decided that we can give them our room, like office room, and simply adjust our attic also to serve as bedrooms. So we hosted a woman in her 40s with her two married and pregnant daughters and two younger sons, so like five people.
Mm.
And they stayed with us until the beginning of June, so 3 months. Yeah, that was a very demanding time, I would say, for us. For them, of course, that must have been very difficult. But I have to admit that for us it was also a challenge because they didn't know the language, so there was plenty of work that we had to do for them, like organize, fill in piles of forms, insurance, doctors, you know, medications. The boys needed school in Poland. I also accompanied them, the women, while the baby was born. So that was kind of a lot of stress and pressure. Yeah, but they were wonderful. We prayed together in the evenings, and they were a wonderful example of, you know, faithful believers, loving Jesus, educating children in the faith. So, yeah, we were both blessed, by their family and their example, and I hope they were both also blessed by us.
Yes, yes. So, and did you know these people ahead of time, did you say, or was it you just met them? I missed what you said on that.
Yeah, we didn't see them before. Yeah, we didn't know them. Yeah, but we based on what our friend told us.
Gotcha.
That they were believers and, they are trustworthy.
So, exactly. And did you find that because they know the same Lord, that they're almost like family, even though you didn't know them?
Yeah, exactly. That's what we experienced.
Yeah.
That no matter the language, no matter the nation, we've got our own, our Lord is one.
That's right.
So we prayed together, we trusted him, we supported one another, you know, in this difficult time. So, that was an excellent experience, you know, to pray together.
Yes.
And even now we have people in the church that speak Russian because they are from Ukraine or they are from Belarus, because not everybody remembers that also Belarus is actually right now a country, a dictatorship. So we've got some refugees from Belarus, and even a pastor, he had to escape because KGB was after him. And right now he works as a worker at a building site. His wife is a librarian. She used to be a librarian in Belarus, but right now she cannot do her job. Yeah, she doesn't know the Polish language, so she just does the simple works. But they are all in our church, and they also have a Russian language Bible study after the services.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and everybody who knows Russian is invited.
That's great.
So again, our church started with just one family, became international.
That's neat.
Which is actually not so obvious for Poland, because we so far we were a country of one nation, mostly. Yeah, right. We had minorities, but you wouldn't even notice them. And right now, it happens that we have plenty of nationalities on services, because also tourists would come to Gdańsk, like from Netherlands, Sweden, or Great Britain, and Pavel Prince, the sermons in the languages. Yeah, whenever somebody lets him know in advance that they would like to come and praise the Lord together.
Yeah.
Yeah, then Pavel just chooses the language, Googles it, and the Google Translate helps him prepare the sermon to read in the language of a tourist that chooses to visit us.
Oh, we're talking today with Yola Bartasik. She's the wife of Paul, the Evangelical Reformed Church pastor in Gdańsk, Poland. And is he still in Poland because he had that stroke? Is he over there yet?
Yeah, this is the reason that he couldn't actually come.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm only here with the children.
Yeah. Well, it's nice that you could stay with the Wisses there for a little while, Jerry and his wife Elizabeth. And as you know, Jerry helps us here at Redeemer Broadcasting. We've got several minutes left. What's next for the Evangelical Reformed Church in Gdańsk? What's coming up, do you think?
Well, actually, we hope to faithfully continue the mission work of the church. So probably if God gives health to Pavel, he will probably come back to his mission station with the cubicle and with the question to pedestrians to write a question to a pastor so that he could give an answer like in 3 minutes on the paper. So this is the mission station that he does. And we also publish Christian books, especially Reformed books, like Francis Schaeffer's books, or, Pavel also writes books, and like his bestseller is about standing up for celebrating Christmas. So people would buy it in bulk and give it to their Christian friends who don't want to celebrate it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like websites, sermons and podcasts, probably Pavel's site also. Yeah, we hope to stay faithful and, serve the Lord's people in Gdańsk.
Yes. As we close here, is there a prayer request? Certainly, I think, for your husband, that he will fully recover from having had this stroke. And he's the pastor of this Evangelical Reformed Church in Gdańsk, Poland. Any other prayer requests for the listeners today?
For the listeners, safe trips back home. For us, for me, for my children.
Yes.
And, so that also our Lord protects Poland, but also the States. So that his good news is spread out, and so that people would live according to his law.
Yes.
And may his kingdom come.
Yeah, that's right. Well, it sounds like you folks are doing a good work there. And, dear listener, please remember this couple in your prayers, their family, their children, and this good work that's going on in Gdańsk, Poland, with the Evangelical Reformed Church there. And, Yola, I want to thank you very much for joining us today. And for taking the time to explain to our listeners a little bit about your church there in Poland. I've got a website listed here of your work, in case a listener would like to look it up. It's found at G-D-A-N-S-K, Gdansk. So it's G-D-A-N-S-K dot Reform A-C-J-A. So it's R-E-F-O-R-M-A-C-J-A dot P-L. And there's a slash of English and another slash. We will list this in our write-up of this interview on our website so people can kind of do a copy and paste, put it into their browser, and get to you easily. I'll read it one more time. G-D-A-N-S-K dot R-E-F-O-R-M-A-C-J-A dot P-L slash English slash. So that should get you to learning more about this church. And I just used Google and I looked up the name of the church, Evangelical Reformed Church, Gdansk, and somehow I came across it. And sure enough, that was the URL that we just read.
Yeah.
And it tells about the church. So you can use Google, but it takes a little bit of time to find it that way. Yola, may God bless you, and may he continue to heal your husband.
Thank you.
Raise him up, and bless your children, and protect you physically from harm so that you continue to serve him. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you very much for this conversation. Thank you.
And dear listener, please join us next week for another edition of A Plain Answer.